Howdo, this is Animal Mark 4, and I'm doing the Tumblr Accent Challenge. So, I'm English, and I'm from a county called Lancashire. And I will now pronounce the following words. Ant, roof, root, theatre, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pyjamas, court, naturally, aluminium, gif, tumbler, cracker jack, and for the people in England over a certain age, it's actually cracker jack, doorknob, envelope, gapoy. What the fuck's gapoy? What is it when you throw toilet paper at a house? Well, childish. I think you mean TPing. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? That'll be fizzy pop. What do you call gym shoes? Trainers. What do you call your grandparents? Well, not anymore. But when they were alive, it was granny and granddad. What do you call the wheeled contraption which you carry groceries at the supermarket? That'll be a trolley. What's the thing you change the TV channel with? That's a remote. Choose a book and read a passage from it. As I don't actually have any books here, I will recite you a piece of old Lancashire poetry. Three Atoms a Foot, originally written by Stanley Holloway. I'll tell thee an old-fashioned story, one me grandfather used for relate, of a joiner and building contractor, whose name it was Sam Oglethwaite. In a shop on the banks of the Irwell, old Sam used for follow his trade, in a place you've happened to heard of, called Bury, that's where old black puddings is made. One day Sam were filling a knot all with putty, when in through front door come an old lad, fur covered over in whiskers. The old man said, "Good morning, my name's Noah." Sam asked Noah what were his business, and the old chap went on to remark, as not liking the look of the weather somehow, he was thinking of building an ark. Now he'd got all the wood for his bullocks, and all to the shipbuilding junk, and he wanted some nice bird's eye maple, two panel the sides of his bunk. Now maple were all Sam's monopoly, that meant it were all his foot cut, and nobody else hadn't got none, you see. So he asked Noah, 3 atoms a foot. "Atney too much," replied Noah. "A penny a foot's more the mark. A penny a foot, and when rain's come, I'll give thee a ride in me ark." But neither would budge in the bargain. The old daft thing were kind of a jam. So Sam stuck his tongue out at Noah, and Noah made rude gestures at Sam. In wrath and ill feeling they parted, not knowing when they'd meet again, and Sam had forgot all about it, till one day it started for rain. Now it rained and it rained for a fortnight, it flooded the whole countryside. It rained and it kept on raining, till Thirlwell were 40 mile wide. Now houses, you see, were soon under water, and folks took roofs at for climb. They said it were rotten as summer as Bury had had for some time. And the rain showed no signs of abating, and water grew hour by hour, till the only dry land were at Blackpool, and that were at Toppat Tower. So Sam started swimming to Blackpool. It took him best part of a week. His clothes were wet through when he got there, and his boots had started for leak. There he stood, up to his watch chains in water, on tower top just before dark, when who should come paddling toward him but Noah, paddling his ark. They stared at each other in silence, till thought were alongside all but. Then Noah said, "What price yon maple now, old lad?" And Sam answered, 3 atoms a foot. Noah said, "Nay, I'll make thee an offer, same as I did t'other day. A penny a foot and a free ride. Now come on, sunshine, what do you say?" 3 atoms a foot came the answer. So Noah, his sails had to hoist, sailed off again in high dungeons, while Sam stood determined but moist. So Noah cruised round flying his pigeons, like it says, took 40th day at wet, and on his way home, passing Blackpool, he saw old Sam standing there yet. His chin were just stuck out at water. Reet comical bugger he looked. And Noah said, "What price your maple now, old lad?" And Sam answered, "3 halfpence a foot." Said Noah, "Tha'd best take me offer, because it's last time I'll be hereabouts. But if water comes half an inch higher, I'll get me maple for nought. 3 halfpence a foot it'll cost you, and as for me," Sam says, "don't fret. Sky's took a turn since this morning. I think it'll brighten up yet." Do I think I have an accent? Fucking hell, yes. Very broad Lancashire accent, and there's nothing I can do or would even want to do to try and disguise it. End audio post by saying any 3 words you want. Spatula. Dog, why does your mind go blank? Jellyfish. Botulism. There we go. Enjoy. Ta-ra.